The Rebbe would write various different types of letters. This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in the volume 4, and this is number 1213. Baruch Hashem. The Rebbe would write letters to various different styles. Of course, there was letters to private people. People would send the Rebbe a letter for whatever they'd ask, whether they had a question in the Talmud, they had a problem in their health, or looking have a hard time making parnasa, or telling the Rebbe some good news, what their accomplishments. So Rebbe would converse and write back to people just on ordinary stone letters. Then there was also letters that the Rebbe would send to all the Jewish people before the holidays. We learned some of those, and they increased as we go on. It was addressed to the sons and daughters of Israel, wherever they are. So, like we said, that was the Rebbe as a leader of the older generation. Most people write a letter to their congregation if they're a rabbi, or they write a letter to their followers, or they write a letter to someone that have a intimate or a personal or some sort of a connection with them. But the Rebbe felt, and the Rebbe had, and the Rebbe was the leader of the generation, so he was connected with all Jewish people. So the Rebbe would write a letter, he would write it to everyone. Then, sometimes the Rebbe's letter also came in the form of an introduction to a booklet, or something that he would publish. So in front of by the booklet, the Rebbe would write, it wasn't actually a letter that was sent, it didn't have the date in the top, but in this particular case, this was done on the third day of Slichos, which is also considered a very unique. Slichos is what you say before Rosh Hashanah. In the morning, you do the Slichot. So on the third day of Slichot, it's already considered to be somewhat of a more getting closer to Rosh Hashanah. So the third day of Slichos. So this letter came as an introduction in the pamphlet, in the booklet. So the Rebbe addressed him. So, but here it comes also in this series of letters. This was a letter that the Rebbe authored. And the Rebbe writes in the beginning that, this looks like this was printed as a, the Rebbe also did, one of the things that the Rebbe did, the Rebbe used to publish the works of the previous Rebbes, and, you know, the Rebbe, with his vast knowledge, and with his unending energy, the Rebbe would push through, publish, like it was unbelievable. And while the Rebbe was fundraising, running Chabad, and doing and teaching and learning and studying, and all making sure Israel is safe, talking with the various different principals there. Matter of fact, I just saw there was an interview with one of the assistants to the Treasury minister in Israel. He was of the treasury, and they came to the Rebbe. He said that after the Yom Kippur War, they have this right. After the Yom Kippur War, they were totally short over there on American dollars. He said, if you don't have dollars, he explains over there, then you can't buy. You can't buy oil. You can't buy other currencies. Don't work. And nobody knew this was the top secret. That Israel was out, they didn't have a shortage, they were a shortage of dollars. Besides the inflation, besides the problem, the inflation problems, besides the problem, Israel used to subsidize like milk and bread for the people to eat. They said they can't afford it anymore because the government there's no money, the treasury is going bankrupt. He came to the Rebbe at that time and he was amazed how, A, the Rebbe knew the information that was top secret, like the problems about the dollars and things. The Rebbe knew so much about the finances, about all that it takes to know. It's a whole different level. And the Rebbe told him that they cannot take away the subsidy altogether. The Rebbe said, there's children that need that cup of milk every day. And if you take away that subsidy, that kid is not going to be able to have. Or people, the Rebbe said, eat bread. They can't afford to buy anything else. So what they do is they buy a couple loaves of bread and that's what they eat. That's their food. If you're going to raise them, you're going to make it out of their reach, they're not going to have anything to eat. The problem, he explained over there, interesting, was that because bread was so cheap in Israel, it was cheaper than the grain. So they would take the bread and feed the chickens. They would feed them bread versus feeding them the grain, because it cost less money. After it was subsidized, it cost less money for that. So they were cheating basically the government that way, and not using it for the intended purposes, and it was bankrupting the government. And the Rebbe told him that you have to do it with a, you know, the Rebbe said the most important thing is to get the inflation down. He says what happened was, and he explains what inflation is in very simple words. It's an interesting article because they explain in very simple words what inflation is. He says basically you put in $1,000 in the bank, and the next morning with the deflation, it's worth $700. In other words, it's just, you know, instead of increasing, it just decreases. Just holding on to the money, it becomes inflation that raises everything, means that your money isn't worth anymore what it used to be the day before. I mean, it's very simply put. In the, I'm sure as an accountant, it's a little bit more complex than that. But
it's inflation where the value of the dollar increases.
Yeah. In Germany, they were walking with wheelbarrows.
So in any event, but so the Rebbe has it. So in this case, the Rebbe was talking about, I mean, I got sidetracked here, because just I read it, it was just interesting to see how the Rebbe addressed all different, various different kinds. In this case, but the main Rebbe, if you can say, I don't know, I mean, I'm not one to say that, but the main Rebbe, the Rebbe was teaching his Hasidim, that was still the Rebbe's holiness and the Rebbe's tradition of Hasidic insight and Hasidic discourses. The Rebbe was printing all the various different memorim, and the Rebbe, with his knowledge, he would put footnotes. And that's actually how people began to have a window into the Rebbe's great talent and level of scholarly is from the Rebbe's footnotes that he would make to the different publishing that the Rebbe would publish. The previous Rebbe put on the Rebbe the job of being seeing that the books, the Svarim, the holy books are being published, and the Rebbe used to do that, and the Rebbe also used to raise the funds for it and everything to have all these books published. So this was they printed, in this case they printed a what they call a Sefer Maimorim, this thing. The Rebbe published the Sefer Maimorim Tovshin Tes. That's the that's a book of Maimorim that the previous Rebbe had said in the previous year. That would be the last year of the Rebbe's saying Maimorim while he was here in this world physically. He writes here like this: Baruch Hashem. Again, it says in the bottom. It says it was on the third day of Slichas. It says for sure there will be a effort to study the Maimorim, those are the Hasidic discourses, in groups, together with other people, with friends. Because, as we know, our sages have always talked about the advantage of not just learning by yourself, but learning with a friend, in other words, the give and take. So how much more so when we come before Rosh Hashanah, before on Rosh Hashanah and on the 10 days of repentance, during that time, there's a special advantage of bringing people together. Dibuk chavirim, to get friends together. As explained in the teaching of Chassidus, we always read the portion of, in the Torah, before Rosh Hashanah, we read, Atem nitzavim hayoim kulcham. You are standing before Hashem all together. So Chassidus explains that Hayom, you're standing today. Today means the great day of Rosh Hashanah. And all Jewish souls, all the sparks of the Jewish souls are standing, sort of are elevated before God, before Rosh Hashanah. All of our sparks of our souls. And we need to have all of us together. We need to gather together to unite the Jewish people, the Jewish souls. The Jewish people need to unite together. As the verse says, Rosheichem, Shiteichem, Achei V'mecha, the verse counts out the various different levels. Jewish people have some leaders, they have heads of the tribes, and they also have the simple folk. They have the people that carry the water, they chop the wood. Those are very easy work. But the verse says you got to be all together. We have to unite and we have to create a unity amongst all you. My father-in-law concludes that he heard from his father that he had the tradition, one rabbi to the other rabbi, that the Alter Rebbe when he was in Mezrich, that was by his teacher, the Magid of Mezrich. So his teacher, the Magid of Mezrich, revealed to him who he is, what it is. And he told him that he needs to explain the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, that loving God, about loving God and loving another Jew, that these are actually the one and the same. It doesn't say that exactly, but this is revealing the path of the teaching of Chabad, to teach the Hasidus Chabad. And the first thing that the Mezricher Magid said, name of Hashem Tov, what is the most important and the very first thing of the teaching of Chabad? What is the first thing? Is the way of service that you must bring in, you must reach out, even the simple folks, because you must love a Jew just because he's a Jew, not because of his accomplishments, and not because he is something, just the fact that he's a Jew, that already is the whole reason why you reach out to them. And he explains, more explanation explains in this, that the Baal Shem Tov revealed the idea of the connection of loving God, loving Torah, and loving the Jew. That was the Baal Shem Tov. The Mezricher Magid, he revealed the logic, the understanding about how these three loves connect with the inner meaning of the three loves that we find in the Shema. We say, B'chol levavcha, u'b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol mo'odecha. These are the three loves. And the Alter Rebbe revealed the way that every person is able to, needs to, and has to bring that these three loves, loving Hashem, loving the Torah, loving another fellow Jew, is how to bring it in practical, how to bring it about. And he said, the Alter Rebbe, that Avas Yisrael, loving a Jew, is the gate that brings you up. That's the gate to the elevator. If you want to get into the elevator, to bring up, to go up on high levels, the gate to the elevator is loving another Jew. And he says, on that gate is written with very shining lights, letters. There are very bright letters saying, here, this is the way, this is the way to go up. If you want to go up, you got to start by loving your fellow Jew. That's the way to get up to all the elevations. And through this, that we will all stand together, then Hashem will fulfill with us today also, with Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem will take us to make us, the person continue, that we become a people to Hashem, and God will be our God. Hashem will in the future shine to us with an eternal light. He will take us out with the true and complete redemption. B'mehir v'meinu mamash. And the Rebbe signs it off with his name and his mother's name. Rebbe's name, name with Lem Schneerson, and the date of Yom Shlishi, the Slichas. And like I said, this was written as an introduction to the mimer of the Sefer Memorim, and the Rebbe requested that the people study it together. The opening was, the Rebbe is talking about the special advantage of learning things together, especially when you talk about before Rosh Hashanah, and Aseres Mitzvah, where unity is mentioned in the Pasuk in the Atam Nitzav Mayoim, as the Rebbe went through to explain over here.